Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Williams. Pitching for the New York Mets, Charlie Williams. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Brock Davis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Canizzaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Boswell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Harrelson moves to third. 2 outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Jones hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beckert is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Mets. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Pepitone is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Don Clendenin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Santo moves to second. Brock Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cranepool, who is chasing the ball. Davis reaches third base with a triple. Santo scores. Hickman goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Cubs. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canizaro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hans bunts towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Canizaro moves to second. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Canizaro moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Canizaro scores. It's 5-2, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boswell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepitone strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hickman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Cubs. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Ron Taylor now pitching. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canizaro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clendenon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cranepool moves to third. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Cranepool scores. 2 outs. It's 7-3, Cubs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Cubs. Ron Taylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bill Bonham now pitching. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harrelson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Harrelson hits a pop-up beyond second. Beckert can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Ken Boswell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Boswell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Boswell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Harrelson moves to third. It's 7-5, Cubs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Boswell moves to second. Joe Decker now pitching. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Decker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Decker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Decker reaches second base with a double. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Decker moves to third. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Decker scores. It's 8-5, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 2 in the game. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards first. Clendenon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenin, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Clendenin is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Mets 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Canizaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Dyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Marshall pinch hits for Ron Taylor. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dyer moves to third. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Harrelson is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Decker fields it and throws to first for the out. Marshall moves to second. 1 out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Boswell is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dyer tags and scores. Marshall tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 8-6, Cubs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Canizaro and he is safe. Agee steals second. Cleon Jones, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Mets 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Ernie Banks pinch hits for Joe Decker. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-6, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Beckert is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Beckert bunts towards the mound. McGraw fields it and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to third. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. It's 10-6, Cubs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 3 in the game. Pepitone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a line drive into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hickman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hickman hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Mets 6. The Mets will come to bat. Phil Regan now pitching. Ed Cranepool batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cranepool is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clendenin is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Clendenin strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Dyer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aspromonte moves to second. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Tug McGraw. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Mets 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim McAndrew now pitching. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Canizaro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Canizaro hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 11-6, Cubs. Phil Regan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Regan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kessinger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Mets 6. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harrelson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Boswell is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Boswell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Mets 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Beckert hits a line drive towards third. Aspromonte reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Mets 6. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jones is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cranepool is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Cranepool hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-7, Cubs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Clendenin is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Clendenin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hickman. Clendenin reaches second base with a double. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Aspromonte is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clendenin moves to third. 2 outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Dyer is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dyer hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 11, and New York Mets, 7. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.